Now we ask how far copyright really extends. The law can't be too strict. Here's how Keith Romer of NPR's Planet Money team discovered that tension.
Every night in my house, it's the same story.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon.
That's Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. My daughter loves the book.
Do you see the bunny rabbit going to sleep?
Bunny rabbit going to sleep.
Me? I'm a little bored with it.
Do you see the quiet old lady just sitting by herself, knitting, wondering what happened to her dreams?
Yep.
So, I wrote my own version, a prequel to Goodnight Moon. They're my words, but they never would have existed without the original Goodnight Moon. And I wanted to know, could I sell this book? I called an old friend of mine, a lawyer named Alex Kaplan. He said the answer to the question turns on a legal doctrine called fair use. One key issue in fair use, money.
The statute says you have to think about whether the use is for a commercial purpose or is for nonprofit educational purposes.
The fact that I want to sell my book makes it harder for me to claim fair use. But Alex said I still have a shot. Thanks to this guy.
Hello, my name is Luther Campbell, a.k.a. Uncle Luke, Luke Skywalker, Captain Sir Luke.
Campbell was the frontman for the rap group Two Live Crew. And back in the 90s, he was sued for his song, Pretty Woman. Which bore a striking resemblance to this song by Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman. Walking down the street.
The case ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court, which ruled in Campbell's favor.
Why did I win? Because parody is protected by the First Amendment.
The court said Two Live Crew's parody of Roy Orbison, even though Campbell made money off of it, he could still potentially claim fair use, which means that I could still potentially claim fair use and sell my book. But my lawyer friend Alex, he said there was something else we still had to consider.
Are you starting to take a potential market away from the copyright holder?
What if the Goodnight Moon folks wanted to put out their own prequel or license the rights to someone who did? I could be costing them money. Fair use law tries to create a reasonable middle ground between the rights of people like the Goodnight Moon folks and the rights of people like me.
Really, I think the purpose is to strike the right balance between copyright protection and First Amendment protection. Because those are kind of antithetical to each other, yet they're both parts of our Constitution.
At the end of our talk, I asked Alex if he thought my book could win a fair use case.
I think he'd have a pretty good argument, but I can't guarantee it.
Either way, I can always read my own version at home. Kittens and mittens and the little house. Before the curse of the little mouse, I was the cow jumping over the moon. I was the moon. Now, I am nobody. I am mush. Keith Romer, NPR News.